I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're taking a brief break in the line of connections to talk about the Olympics. I'm sure you know that we're right in the middle of the Tokyo Summer Games of 2020, which were postponed from last year until this summer. But what you may not know is that a local Toledoan is competing in the Olympics this year. And she was featured on a previous episode of The Rough Draft Diaries back in 2016. It was a two-part series on Soul City Boxing Gym. The first episode talked about the coaches, and the second episode, we met some of the female boxers. Students at the gym. There were five ladies altogether. The first was Ramisha.
I first started boxing about 4 years ago at a different gym, and then I transferred to this gym so I could be with more kids my age.
There's Nishe.
My mom, she put me and my brother in here, and eventually I just stayed. My brother left, though. Just want to be lazy.
Here's Jeanne.
I've been coming to Soul City for around 5 years now. I came up here to lose weight. I was kind of chubby. I was chubby.
There was Clarice.
I started at the ladies' workout class, and then I got interested in boxing. Then I just took it from there.
And here's O'Shea.
Probably about like 4 or 5 years, but I quit and then I took a break and I came back. Because I just wanted to be a kid. I wanted to party. I didn't want to come to practice every day.
Some of these students still are kids. Their ages range. O'Shea, that's O'Shea Jones, was the one who made it to the Olympics. She's already guaranteed a medal after her 4-0 victory over the Dominican Republic just a few days ago. She becomes the first female welterweight to represent Team USA in boxing. Welterweight is a weight division. It's above featherweight and lightweight, but below middleweight and heavyweight. And it's the first time this division has been available for women in competition in the Olympics. O'Shea's next match is today, August 4th. It's a semifinal, which means if O'Shea beats the People's Republic of China, she'll be heading to the gold medal match just a few days later. It's exciting to think about, especially when you look back on this 2016 interview, when O'Shea and the fellow Soul City Boxing Gym athletes were dreaming of the Olympics in 4 years' time.
Come in, I get picked up around 4:30, get here about 4:50.
Oh, we do cardio and then around like 30 minutes of bag work, maybe sparring or hitting the mitts, and then finish the day with barroom, hitting the weights and calisthenics and all that, and jump rope.
I train every single day. In the summer, I train 2 days in the morning from 10 to 12 or 11 to 2. And in the afternoon, I train from 5 to 7. And during the school year, after I get out of school, I come here from 5 to 7.
In the beginning, it was kind of extreme for me, you know, drinking shakes and come back on my food because I like to eat. I like to eat. Actually, we're going out to eat right now in a minute. Like, food is my life.
That was O'Shea again, just about to head out to celebrate her most recent victory, as the girls had just returned from two different competitions. One was the Golden Gloves, and the second was the Junior Olympics.
The Junior Olympics, it had more people because it was, I think, 14 regions, so it was around 900 boxers there. But at the female Golden Gloves, it was more secluded. It was all females, while the JOs was girls and boys of all ages, like 8-year-olds to 18-year-olds. So it was a very large bracket in the JOs.
Most people had more than one, but only had two. The first one, I think that was easier than the second one. My second girl that I fought, she threw more punches than the first one.
It's every second you're doing something. It's never a down second. You're always moving, countering, thinking of something new to do in the ring. Something, tricks, pulling tricks out your bag, showing the judges what you can do, that you can outspark the person that you're fighting.
I got a belt. Oh, I didn't even take a picture. Did I get a picture? Oh, yeah, it's real heavy.
As O'Shea looked for pictures of her newest medal, we also talked about the gym, how her training with her father, Otha Jones, and her brother Rashawn Jones, owners of the gym, have given her the chance for a success story she and the other girls may not have been offered.
I think Soul City changed my life by improving it to make me become a more disciplined person in and outside the ring, learn how to control my anger too. Like, say if I get hit with a big punch, instead of going in like, you have to stop and realize, you know what I mean, what could you do to fix the situation or to come back on top?
I say the gym has changed my character. I'd pretty much be shy, not really talking to anyone, not involvement with anyone. I just stayed to myself pretty much at school. Yeah, they broke me out of my shell. They put me in circumstances I wouldn't usually be in. And that, I think that has improved my character a lot so I can adapt to different environments. I think that's helped me a lot. You have plans for the 2020 Olympics. I'm not quite old enough for this one yet.
We're actually going to the next Olympics in 2020. And after we win that, I guess the plan is to go pro.
So are you training right now for the next Olympics?
Yes, that's why we come every day.
Crazy.
I know.
And O'Shea knew that her hard work would pay off. As here we are, over 4 years later, looking at an Olympic medalist, representing Team USA, but also representing Toledo, Ohio. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.